This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
By the way, kudos to Dan Le Batard. Really cool thing by him. I know some people will be, I guess, nonchalant about it because he gets paid $3 million a year, $3.5 million, I think it is. Chris Cody, one of his producers, was part of the massive layoffs from ESPN. And I got to say, Dan stepped up and picked up the kid's salary, gave him a raise and everything, and will carry him for the next year and a half or whatever that's left on his contract with ESPN. Because eventually ESPN will buy it out or get rid of Dan's show, which, again, I don't understand that. A show that brings in millions, you're going to get rid of a show that brings in millions. I don't understand this business. I don't get this business at all. You know, when you're productive, you should want people that are productive. If they're disruptive, that's different. Okay, disruptive and productive, that becomes a problem. But if they're productive and they're not disruptive, which Dan really isn't, why not just ride the wave? Why are you screwing with the show and trying to lessen it, which it's ridiculous. But anyway, I wanted to say there's a lot of bad people in this business, a lot of people that don't know what the hell they're doing, and they make really terrible decisions. I just want to thank Dan because that's a really classy move on his part. To take care of Chris Cody, man. That's strong, man. Absolutely strong.
We've been seeing it in TV that they've been letting people go, and specifically ESPN, but usually it's radio you talk about that
hundreds
does the really bad, classless.
Well, radio's the worst.
It's seeping into TV now, right?
Yeah, newspapers were the worst.
Okay.
There's very little of them left, so we can't really rank them anymore. And so now radio becomes the worst medium. Yes. And then TV
but TV's
that.
Trying to catch up, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, ESPN's done a great job of destroying what they were.